What if everything we've been told about balancing career and family is wrong? Laura Vanderkam's research reveals a startling truth. Successful women aren't constantly struggling with work-life balance. They're quietly thriving. By studying time logs from women earning six figures while raising children, Vanderkam discovered that life isn't a linear narrative of crisis moments, but rather a mosaic of time. Those snowstorm nights when you're stranded at work while your child waits with a sitter, they're just single tiles in a much larger, often beautiful picture. The math is surprisingly simple. There are 168 hours in a week. Even working 50 hours and sleeping 56 leaves 62 hours for everything else. When we stop focusing exclusively on difficult moments and instead see our entire mosaic of time, a different picture emerges. One where success and fulfillment coexist more harmoniously than we've been led to believe. Despite the glorification of marathon work weeks, Vanderkam's data showed most high-earning women worked 40 to 50 hours weekly, not the mythical 80. Time logs consistently reveal few people genuinely work more than 60 hours weekly, regardless of claims. For those feeling overworked, effective strategies include taking intentional breaks, using vacation days, embracing slower periods, and developing expertise that allows trading skill for reasonable hours. Quality trumps quantity. Becoming exceptional creates more career capital than constant availability. Regarding work-life balance, flexibility matters more than strict hour limits. Most women studied, 75%, had schedule flexibility for personal needs during work hours, while 77% also did work during personal time. Though some criticize this 24/7 work culture, this blending enables freedom. Two powerful approaches emerged: split shifts, leaving work at reasonable hours for family time, then working after children's bedtime, and remote work. Eliminating commute time creates more hours for both work and family. Modern technology enables effective remote collaboration while reducing costs and absences, a win-win more companies are finally embracing. The most transformative mindset shift is escaping the 24-hour trap. We often try cramming all priorities into each weekday, creating unnecessary stress when we can't accomplish everything daily. Instead, expand your view to the full 168 hours in a week. Successful women structure unbalanced days that create balance across the week. Carolyn Polk abandoned the script that good mothers must be home for dinner every night. Instead, she created meaningful breakfast time with her daughters while her husband handled evenings, allowing her to work later. On Fridays, she worked from home and ended early, transitioning into weekend family time. This arrangement provided more focused, quality time than rushing home every evening stressed. Strategic use of weekend hours can create more balance by enabling limited schedules during weekdays. The 168-hour perspective reveals hidden time blocks, early mornings, lunch hours, commute time, that can be optimized for different priorities throughout the week. To reduce your hours, identify meetings where you add minimal value, schedule challenging tasks during morning energy peaks, and perform afternoon triage to determine what truly needs completion. Be bold, schedule evening commitments to ensure timely departures, and treat personal appointments with the same urgency as work obligations. The study revealed households spent anywhere from 2 to 25 hours weekly on chores, with two distinct approaches emerging: the organized camp, with rigid systems that paradoxically consumed more time, versus the good enough camp, who outsourced strategically and maintained a relaxed attitude. Dr. Linda Baselli exemplifies this second approach. Despite her demanding role as medical director at a homeless center, her time log shows surprising calm, reading poetry, journaling, yoga, and playing guitar. Her family maintains sanity through strategic choices. Her husband's flexible schedule, independent children managing their own responsibilities, consolidated activities, and letting go of perfectionism. As she notes, nobody ever died of going to school in the same shirt as yesterday disease. The difference between spending 14 versus 7 hours weekly on chores equals an hour daily for career advancement or family time. When making childcare decisions, prioritize what makes daily life easier. Don't be cheap with childcare. Unlike regular expenses, it's an investment in your lifelong earning potential. Women who take 3 or more years out of the workforce lose 37% of their earning power, putting the cost of a full-time nanny in perspective. If you want to make the pieces of life fit together, self-care isn't optional, it's essential. Though popular narratives suggest working parents are chronically sleep-deprived, research shows otherwise. Women in the study averaged 54 hours of sleep weekly, about 7 hours and 42 minutes daily. Even with demanding careers and children, 90% of participants got the recommended 7-9 hours when averaged across the week. While training for a marathon, Vanderkam discovered something crucial. Exercise isn't about time, but choice. Of the 135 detailed time logs, 91% showed some physical activity, averaging 3.3 hours weekly, exceeding the CDC's recommended 2.5 hours. Remarkably, exercise wasn't inversely correlated with work hours, and people with larger families actually exercised more than those with smaller ones. Many of us believe we have no leisure time, yet study participants all enjoyed activities like watching TV, reading books, attending parties, and pursuing hobbies. Making leisure happen requires managing both demand and supply, compelling activities that make you ignore your inbox, plus available time. Without knowing what you want to do with leisure time, you'll fritter it away mindlessly. Time stretches to accommodate what we need or want, and smart leisure seekers find activities they can engage with quickly. You can build leisure into your workday through lunch with friends, walks, or tea time rather than mindless internet browsing. Weekends offer 36 waking hours between Friday evening and Monday morning. Planning 3 to 5 fun activities per weekend creates the right balance between wasted time and overscheduling. Life is lived in hours, and proper time stewardship creates a mosaic containing more joy than most people imagine. Advanced time management transforms small clusters of minutes into something brilliant. Commuting offers opportunities for productivity through audiobooks, language learning, or lectures. While multitasking is generally inefficient, combining enjoyable activities with mundane tasks, talking with loved ones while folding laundry, makes chores pleasant. Time management masters excel at using unexpected free time productively or joyfully, booking massages when appointments cancel, or working on personal projects during brief intervals. The most powerful strategy is seeing each moment in context. Any difficult period is fleeting, and life looks different across various timeframes. Emma Johnson exemplifies this perspective, having rebuilt her career efficiently after divorce by compressing well-paying work into fewer hours while building her wealthy single mommy brand. When life's tiles are arranged into a compelling mosaic of work, family, and personal time, life becomes not just manageable, but deeply fulfilling. The seasons of our lives are short. Let's fill them with joy by seeing the beauty in the whole picture, not just the challenging moments.